Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the text for golfers, ringtones, and blue poop muffins. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
This tape is dedicated to the only woman to give me a full body boner, a rare condition called pigamortis. I don't want to date anymore. She's the one I adore. She'll knock your ass to the floor. Loving Ronda Rousey. Her messy bun's all business. A knockout I can't resist. You don't want to make her piss. Stalking Ronda Rousey. Hey, Rhonda, check out my pants. Look what you done to me. You just changed this arm bar into an overhook. Rhonda, don't worry about Holly Holmes. You're hotter than her. At least you don't look like the bass player from the Bengals. Hell, Larry Holmes looks better. I've got a stealth fighter fist, invented the scissor kick, teaching her all my tricks, training Ronda Rousey. She did a donkey kick, I tried an ankle pick, and now I've got a fat lip for kissing Ronda Rousey. Ronda, you're so fire-ass hot. All this dirty talk makes me feel different. You got my plum clenching. Hey, Rhonda, I got some weed out in the car. Let's change this Low Perry into a Steve Perry, because I can't fight this feeling anymore. She likes to stick and move. Checking my oil was rude. I swear to God, that's true. I'm under Ronda Rousey. I don't want to spar anymore. Bruises make my face sore. I can't slap this mat no more. I'm tapping Ronda Rousey.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Handsome factor way up today.
Oh, that's kind of insane.
It's so true. I'll point out that we have Willie G is right over there. Hey, Willie. He's got a cap getting ready for the 105th running of the Indianapolis 500.
I like that hat.
We have Ace Cosby with his Kiss golf shirt on. This is Tom speaking, wearing a ripped and washed out black shirt. Let's see, Mr. McGee, are you in black today?
I am.
Okay, very good.
Black and my shorts that match my comforter that I forgot. Lost them last week.
Can we see what color those are?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, that's a nice copper.
I like that. You have a comforter that color?
Nice copper. Oh, and it matches your shoes? Oh, yeah.
I can see your balls.
That's what friends are for,
Josh. That's, of course, chapter 4 of Josh Arnold's new book.
I can see your balls.
You did have your leg up pretty high.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I asked about the color
of your
shorts.
I like your shoes, too. Those are really
Christy Lee is, of course, at the news desk and chair. Now, where was I?
I got a little something here from yesterday's, what was that, the tournament player, the one Mickelson, what was the name of that?
PGA?
Goal? Yeah, the PGA. Yeah. That's it, Tom. Evidently, Tina Mickelson was talking with Phil's mom about Phil being on the course yesterday. While you guys were busy on the golf course, I was busy fielding mom's nervous texts. His mom texted Tina, said, Tina, text Philip, is what the text says. Tell him just to par in. Don't hit bombs. Just par. They will have to catch him.
Oh,
he won't listen to his mother.
That's great.
Text him right now. Hurry.
Do you think they're texting during a tournament?
And then Tina goes, okay, Phil, I'm Tim. He's the only one. I'll text Tim. He's the only one Phil is listening
to.
Yeah,
exactly. He's his brother.
Tim was his brother, yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, Phil's not checking his phone.
Why would you do
that? He barely looked at the leaderboard. I mean,
every sport has its particular things that'll get you nervous. But I can't imagine how those guys can do it.
Can you imagine you're on the golf course?
They've got all Sunday to screw it up.
Yeah. And there were times where he was taking swings 4 feet from spectators. It was crazy.
Hey, could I make a suggestion to spectators?
I can't think of a way to stop you.
You know, you can tape the TV show on your TV at home, so you don't have to make your own home movie. Did you notice that everybody's doing this?
It's all for their social media pages.
That's what it's for.
I prefer just to stand there and watch, but I get it.
So most people are going to get a video of a bunch of phones up in front of them.
Sure, yeah.
It's your Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and you've got your. I was the officiant at a wedding, and one of the things we open with is turn your phones off.
Yeah, good. That's nice.
There'll be a nice photographs and video, whatever. And if you'd like a copy, we'll get it to you. But
yeah, you see that guy over there? We're paying him $3,000. Yeah. You can keep your phones away.
But the days of the kooky ring are kind of over.
Oh, yeah.
Most people have theirs on vibrate, I think, the phone.
Mine's the old-fashioned phone.
Yeah, so is mine.
Oh, cell phone ring.
I think that's my wedding ring.
No, I'm sorry. Forgive me. You're correct. That is unclear. But I was at an event, a very serious charity event, about a really serious issue.
Okay.
I can't really go into exactly what happened because it's just too sad.
Well, just get to the point.
Some guys...
Phone went off.
What's the song that goes ba-da 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 da 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 da?
La Cucaracha. Pop Goes the Weasel.
Yeah,
Pop Goes the Weasel, La Cucaracha.
Right after some very well-meaning woman announced an extraordinarily tragic event.
I have witnesses. I don't like those. I've just got the sounds. Like, see, that's the Matrix. I got the Matrix.
That's not distracting.
The office phone.
Sure, sir.
Classic.
It's a CTU phone from 24.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I like that one.
Got that one.
Was it a submarine?
Let's see, what else?
When Tom calls, uh-oh.
How about that?
Chick, how many got on there?
A couple. I told you the Matrix, right?
That's good.
Yeah,
sure.
Maybe I'll keep that. Oh, how about that one? That one sounds important.
You got more on there?
Play yours, Christy. Oh, really?
I want a child.
Well.
Why don't you grow up?
You're a
Christy?
Child.
Poor Chris.
That's me.
Is sports over?
I just can't get past this. Can you imagine being a golfer and having your wife text you, "Hey, that was a great shot, but you forgot to take the garbage out last weekend"?
I imagine that his caddy probably informs him of those texts on a very limited basis.
I would hope.
At all.
I would think as a caddy during a match, you don't want your golfer to look at you and have him go, huh? What?
My mother says use a 2-iron.
I'm driving as far as I want. You tell my mom to shut up.
Not now? You have to talk about this now.
She can't drive at 363, okay?
Hey, just text her back the amount of the purse, okay?
Tell her I'm fully aware that this is a very, very beautiful golf course.
Yeah. Yes,
Mom, while we're doing this, the turkey was dry at Thanksgiving. Yeah, we all know it.
Yeah. We want to do this?
Boy, that just was the most beautiful place on earth yesterday.
That
windy,
it's gorgeous.
Yes, it's beautiful. Crazy.
Okay, well, once again, is that sports?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Something new that a chick has already said he will participate in this. This is actually a really good idea for your health.
I'll do anything you want, my liege.
Okay, go ahead.
A healthcare company is launching what they're calling the Blue Poop Challenge to bring awareness to gut health. It's hashtag Blue Poop Challenge. People are to eat blue muffins to see how long it takes for their poop to turn blue.
Hang on. What? I don't like blueberry muffins.
Participants.
I don't like
it's
blue.
No.
Well, no, wait.
Participants
can either bake their own muffins with blue dye or purchase ready-made muffins, then track the time it takes until blue-green poop appears in their toilet.
I was going to say, doesn't it mostly come out green? I've had blue tortilla chips before and went, what? What's a swamp thing?
You can share.
This is the Josh Arnold intestinal color rainbow. Roy G. Bibb. There's got to be a joke there somewhere.
You can share.
Have a different name.
I am most often crap blood. Is that a problem?
Well, yes, if it's most often, yeah.
Okay.
You can share your gut transit time onto bluepoopchallenge.com.
Come on.
Answer a few health questions and learn more about their microbiome. You can learn about your microbiome, Josh. Tests revealed that shorter transit times were generally associated with better health, less abdominal fat, and healthier responses for food.
Depends on how short.
Well,
20 minutes.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you give me some blue coffee, I think maybe 20 minutes will do it. But no, this is actually a fascinating thing, and getting people in touch with the various aspects of their health. And it's also kind of fun. I mean,
fun.
Fun with feces.
Fun.
You're the only one who thinks this is
so
fun.
Excited.
Kind of a couples thing.
Yeah, isn't that nice? You have a race with your loved one.
I want you to be honest with you. You saw this story and you said, "Oh boy!" Didn't you?
No, I saw the story and I said, "I want to get these blue muffins in here and have Josh and Chick eat them and then report."
Literally
reporting for duty.
Why don't you just drink some blue food coloring?
Right.
Because it's about, I assume it's about the transit time of the actual fecal material.
I want to get back to the fact that you said this is a fun thing to do as a couple.
Yes, this is a fun thing to do.
Isn't that sweet?
Do you think that Metamucil's an aphrodisiac? What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
No, what I meant was that I was sort of setting myself up to be mocked in order to say Chick and Josh can do
go
it.
Home tonight and say, hey, Kelly.
Yeah,
guess what we're going to do?
We're not going to be doing that, Christy, I think.
High fiber diet.
I'll do it.
Pat, are you, I know you've got a great song about Cologuard, but so you're
blue
kind of...
Blue poop, how long do I sit on this throne? A couple of hours or days, eating blue muffins or scones. Blue poop, don't want to sing about blue poop. Ted Tom said I was being a snob. Reminded me it was my job.
I bet that's all true.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's a duty.
Now, see, this is one of those health things you guys mock it.
No, it's...
But someone might take the blue poop challenge and find out they need to see a qualified physician or a healthcare professional.
I do love muffins. Let's do it.
So we'll get those all worked out.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Probably a blueberry muffin with a little butter on it.
Mm.
Are you kidding me with this?
No kidding.
No, he said.
Blueberries
muffin
are
over bagel?
Blueberries are of the devil.
Muffin over bagel, that's right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about muffin over cupcake?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's
really?
A lie.
Well, muffin is a cupcake,
number
basically.
One. Everything bagels. Nothing touches it. Muffin. Number two. I'm going to go just a plain bagel.
Okay. Plain bagel over any muffin.
Any muffin at all. And garden veggie
cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
What about an English muffin? A little butter?
They're English muffins. Crannies. That's true.
They're not really muffin-like, but they're delicious
muffins.
With a nice
They're called English
eggs
muffins,
on.
You dick. Okay?
He's right. They're not our muffin. They're not our traditional. Well, that's why we call them English.
Well, bagels aren't muffins either. We're just doing breakfast bagels.
So do you want to do I'm sure we could do the blue bagel challenge.
I would rather do that.
All right, I'll do the muffins. He does the bagels.
No, that is not how science works.
You can't do that.
You can't.
That's not how science.
He's right. There's no constant.
You can't have more than one variable.
Sure.
So you have to agree on what we're going to dye blue, and then we'll time it all out.
I refuse to do muffins.
Everybody dyes blue.
Yeah. So once again, it's called. If you're interested in this,
only women dye blue.
Want to check your. Is that an Alice Cooper reference?
Yes.
Sort of. Didn't quite work.
Once again, it's the Blue Poop Challenge.
We're off.
And it involves dyeing a certain type of food to see how long the transit.
Yeah.
Transit time.
Yeah. You've ever eaten, what's that stuff that...
Corn?
No. Well, no, but
do you know about corn? It hollows out. Did
yeah, sure.
You know
what's that? What's the red stuff you put in your carrot juice?
Beets.
Oh,
that'll make you. That'll make you think you're bleeding to death.
Attended at Ivy League University.
The red stuff you put in your carrot juice.
I forgot what it was called.
You know,
beets.
You're going to get a letter from Columbia going, you need to stop. Telling people you went to here.
Send us our hat.
Who the hell gave you that hat?
So we're gonna get this done.
Okay.
And do it. And then now
muffins.
Now
trick.
Pat has
How
a great
many
song
do you have
about
to eat?
About what?
About Cologuard.
Half dozen,
oh,
right?
Which I don't
is
know.
Which is an important thing. Now, Christy, you're the one that introduced us to the Cologuard thing.
Yes, my doctor recommended it.
Isn't there somewhat target practice involved?
No, not really, because you cover your bowl with a special thing that they send you.
I cover my bowl every time.
Man. And the idea, the notion is one would send.
You send a sample back, and then
they can. It's a preliminary test for certain
right.
things that could be very serious. So
could
I
be
certainly
serious,
highly
yes.
recommend you look into Cologuard to talk to a qualified medical professional.
Right.
But the blue poop challenge is kind of a home thing. It's sort of fun. And
when are we doing it?
We have to make, obviously, I just read this this morning. We'll have to make arrangements to have someone make some muffins with the dye. Do you want to make it like a show-wide competition?
No.
Competition?
I do not.
Okay. What am I doing with my life?
I just want to know. We have to have a control number. Like, do we have to eat 2, 3? What does it take?
We'll have to find. I'll do more research.
Just Christy, are you in?
No.
A blue poop over Kentucky. Come on, John.
Too many carbs for me.
Okay, let's move on. What do you got, Christy?
An elderly man in Austria has the wrong leg amputated following a tragic hospital mix-up.
He's only got a few days left anyway.
Oh, my God.
Really? You got a point.
The Freestadt Clinic said the 82-year-old was meant to have his left leg removed, but due to human error, his right leg was amputated above the knee instead.
This is brutal.
After the mistake was discovered, the man needed to have the correct leg removed above the knee as well. Wow.
All right.
They're training the doctors by playing the hokey pokey.
Teach the rudimentary.
I had knee surgery a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In left knee?
Right knee?
No, it was the
penis.
All right, that's more a little bit more of a clear cut joke.
Oh, sorry, I didn't get the joke.
This isn't a joke. It's when
it
they
sure
do
isn't.
When they do this. Well, since I've only gotten half a sentence out, would you care to finish the story?
Now you know how we feel.
I can finish it. The doctor's your friend, right?
The doctor is a friend of mine. But he still walks in and they make you do all the protocols. You have to say your name. You have to say your social security number, whatever
right.
it is. And then they say, this is what we're going to do. And they literally took a Sharpie
mm-hmm.
and they wrote on it. And all this is done before they've given you any medication of any kind, because they want to make sure they're doing the right thing.
Well, you need to tell the folks in Austria that.
I could see how it would happen. I mean, the guy's lying there and they got to lop the leg off, and it's the right leg, doctor. And he's thinking, my left or his left? What I.
Man.
I mean, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. I mean, unless the leg was hideously deformed or something.
Well, the man who had both legs amputated, they asked him, they said, hey, how do you think this happened? He said, I'm stumped.
Oh.
And they said, yes, but how do you think this happened?
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what, the doctors are going to still charge, but it's not going to cost an arm and a leg.
Nope.
It's going to cost a leg and a leg. Now, you're making me make terrible jokes up here.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.